Gemara says, my love, isn't it that hu adin, the same halacha would apply l'nechlaka? Just like if you say, if you take it off, it's possible, the same way if it would split, it'd be the same halacha, that the lulav would be possible. And therefore, if the lulav is possible, chur, it's called a kinyan. Like Rashi says, v'chivon linyin psul mifsulo, linyin miknanami, shinuyu v'koni. So Gemara says, loy, maybe from here there's no proof. I tell you, nitlo shani, dehochosolei. If you pull off the top leaf, that's why the lulav is possible, because it's missing. But maybe just nechlaku, it's not missing, it's just divided in half, maybe then it would still be kosher. So you have laraya, it will be called the shinuf exela. Then the Gemara says, Ika the army, some say like this, Toshima, come in here. The Yom Rav Moson, Omer Rav Yishuv ben Levi, nechlaku hatiyumis, is a tumis, the top leaf of the lulav, for split, Nase kemisha nitlo uposel. There's the same halach as if it was taken off, and therefore it's posel. See if so, shmamina. For me, it's a good proof. What then? The same thing would be by a gazlin, that if he was nechlo kohat yumis, he would be konoi, and therefore he has to keep it and have to return back the demay, the value of the lulav. Amara Papa. Papa says like this. Haiman de gozal ofra. If somebody steals some sand, mechavra from your friend, V'avdei levinta, and you make a brick out of it. You take the sand, and from the sand you make a brick. So the Mora says, Lekoni, you should know the gazlan is not konui, and still he has to return it. My time, and what's the reason? T'yhoda mishavi loyafro. Because from a brick you could bring it back into the matzav of sand. Therefore that's not called enough of a shinui, since you could bring it back to the way it was before, therefore you're not konu. What about the opposite way? Let's say Levinta. Let's say you stole a brick. V'yavde afra. And now you make it into dirt. You make it into sand. Koni. Now we say the gazlin is koni. It's his. And he has to return the money only. Why? Maya Marta. What do you want to tell me? Dilma hoda v'yavde Levinta. No. It's not called a shinui. Because from the dirt that you made into the sand, you can make it back into a brick. But I tell you, hi levinto achritahu. If you make it back, it's called a new brick. And therefore the svar is uponim chadoshos bolakan. It's called something new. It's called ponim chadoshos bolakan. The Rashi says, loizuhi levein harishena. That's not the same brick that you stole. Eluzu levein acheres. This is a different one. Shutzrach tikun v'gibol b'fnayatzma. Well, Mishunahu min Rishonim, and it's different from the first ones. The Yeshul, it's something, or Gedoy Lo Ketan, it's not possible to make it back to the original form. So therefore, if you steal dirt, sand, and you make it into a brick, it's possible to make it back into sand again. So when you make it back into sand, it's the same sand as before, it's not called Ponim Chadoshes, therefore you're not Kono. But the opposite way, when you stole a brick, and now you make it into sand, so that's called a shinui, because even if you'd go and make it back into a brick again, it can't be the same brick you had before. That's called a shinui, therefore you would be koina. The Yomara Papa says, Haiman de gozal nascho michavrei. If somebody steals, let's say, a block of silver, you steal some silver from your friend, v'yoved zuzi, and you make coins out of it. Halacha is like koina. He's not koina, the gazlan still has to return it. My time, what's the reason? The same svara, hoder ovid le nascha. You could like melt down this coin and make it into a brick of silver again. You can make it into a nascha. What about the opposite way? Zuzi, you stole coins. V'yavdinu nascha. Now you melted it down and you made it into a block of silver. Koni, again, here we say it's called a kinyan. The gazlan keeps it. He has to pay back only the damim. Why? Again, maya marta. What would you want to tell me? Hoder ovid luzuzi, no, that you could take this silver and make it back into a coin. But again, I'll tell you the svar is, ponim chadoshes bolakan. This is called a new type of a coin. You can't make it back to the exact same type of a coin you had before. So to make it into something new, it's called a shinui. It's called ponim chadoshes. Therefore, the original is not here anymore. It's not called kein shegozal. Therefore, the din is you keep it and just pay back the money. Now the Gemara says, what about Shechima? You stole the black coin. V'yavdina charati, and you cleaned it, you made it into a white one. Rashi says, Shechorim means Kain Yishonim, you stole an old coin. V'yavdina charati, Rashi says, Shalivna, you made it white. You whitened the old coin. So lochor is lakoni, that's not called a kinyan. Why? Because you can make it black again. But the opposite, chadati, let's say you stole a new coin. V'yavdinu shchim, and you made it black, a koni. Then you are kona. Why? Maya marta, what do you want to tell me? Hoder ovid lu chadati, again you could clean it off and make it clean again, but made the idea sheichai mayu. But even though you make it clean again, it's still nika that it was dirty once. In other words, if you stole the brand new coin and then you blackened it, so even if you're going to go to clean it, you can't clean it completely the way it was at the beginning. So it's still not called kain shegozal. Therefore, that's enough of a shino to say the gazlin keeps it and he has to pay back the damim. Then the Mishnah said that kol zehaklal kol hagazlonim is mishalmim kishas hagzeilo. Tomorrow says lasuya mai. What does this klal come to include? Tomorrow says lasuya comes to include hodi oma rabbi loy that gonav tle v'nasa ayil. You stole the small ram and it grew up to be a big ram, a tle, and it grew into an ayil. Or else egel, you stole a calf. V'nasa shor became into an ox. Halacha is nasu shinu biyode v'konui. It's a shinui, and that's called now that kolag gazlonim mishalmim kishasak zela. You have to just pay back how much it was worth b'shasak zela. What about tofach u'mochar? Let's say after this happened, you stole a egel and it became a shor, and now you made a shchita on it, or else you sold it. Halacha is shaloi hu tofayach. And therefore you part it from Dal Vehei, since the Shina took place first, it's yours, you only have to pay back Domim, therefore what you do to it now, it's your own, because now you don't have the Chiyav of Dal Vehei. Moshe says, who garba, there was a man, the Gozal Padno, the Tura Mechavrei. Yeah, there was a man that stole the yoke of an ox from his friend. So Ozal Rav Ozal, the Ganav went, Karav Bu Karvo, that he plowed with it, he used on his field, he used this yoke for Harisha, and Zoro Bu Zoro, and he also seeded his field with it, he used it to seal, to plant the field with it. The Seif at the end, Hadrinu Lamori, at the end they caught the Ganav, and he returned it back to the Chaver. So now, also the came with Rav Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman, Omalu, so Rav Nachman told his Ganav, Zilu Shumu Shvocho to Yashbach. Let's go value how much shvach, how much good your field came, because you plowed with it or you seed with it, and like pay that back also to the Nigzal. Omalei Rova said back, Turei Ashbach, did the ashore itself become better? A Turei Ashbach, Arya La Yashbach, was it only the yoke that made it good, like wasn't it the field itself? Like all the yoke did was, he just did harish, he just plowed with it. But it's the field that became better. Omri said, Mika mina nishayma kuloi? Did I mean to say value the complete shvach, the complete value of the field now? Palgo kamina, you only mean to say you have to pay back for half. Omri, but he said back to him, safe, like so what? Kizeluhu. At most what this person did, he stole the yoke, that's all. The kohodra bienai, and he returned it now. What the Gazlan does with it in between, for that he doesn't have to pay. He's not like a Seich, like he's renting it, that he has to pay for the use in between. He's a Gazlan. The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Kol HaGazlonim, Mishalmim Kishasak Zela. All the Gazlonim pay back how much it's worth, Kishasak Zela, that's all. What they did in between is their own gain. So if so, why did this Gazlan have to pay back for the Shvach of the field that he had? Omalei, so Rav Nachman said back, didn't I tell you that when I'm sitting down in Psak Din, don't tell me anything. My Chava said about me, me and Shova Malka, some say that's like Shmuel, Rashi says, Shmuel is also Bedina. That what? No, as we're passing here, and the Pshat is, Hai Inish Gazlonatikuhu. This Gazlon was an old Gazlon already. He wasn't something new. He stole a lot of times already. And therefore, Be'ina Diakanse. We want to put a Knas upon him. Senechram, even though Mi'ikiradin, he would not have to pay back more than just the yoke that he stole. But over here, since he did it a lot of times already, he's an old Ganif, we wanted to make a Knas. Therefore, we're saying he has to pay back half of the shvach that he had from it. Now the Mishnah says, Gozal behema viheskina. If somebody stole an animal and it became old by you, it's like chash, it became worthless. Or else avodim viheskinu. He stole an evet kenani and by you it became old. So the locher is mishalim kishas agzela. You have to pay how much is worth kishas agzela. In other words, we hold this called the shinu, that's kaina. You keep it right now, and therefore you have to pay back how much it's worth, b'shas agzela. Rabbi Meir says, the avodim boy in Eved Kenani, oimel lo yavarei teseh resh loch lefanecha. Like we say, because Eved, he owes karka domi, and karka is in an exelis, is always b'rishusa demore kaima, therefore I have a right to say, here it is, this is yours. It became old in your rishus. I don't have a kinyan gzela. If I could say resh lech lefanecha, but mashma though. But by behema though, there Rav Meir Tak argues. By behema, Rav Meir says that a shinu is not kaina, and therefore, since shinu is not kaina, you have right also to say resh lech lefanecha by the behema also. Gozal matbeya. Venistak. Let's say somebody stole the matbeya. You stole the coin. Venistak, and you made a shinui. You like scratched it out. You made a set. You made a scratch in it. Or else peiros v'hir kivoy. You stole fruits and they rotted away by you. Yayin v'hechmet. You stole wine and by you it became vinegar like. Halacha is mishalim kishas agzela. This is called the shinui. It's not called kein shegozel anymore. And therefore you have to pay back the money how much it was worth kishas agzela. Matbeya v'nifsal. You stole the coin, and then later was nifsal, means that it's not used anymore right now. The king like doesn't use it, they have another coin. That's called matbeya v'nifsal. Or else truma v'nitmas. You stole truma and it became tamei. Chometz, you stole chometz. V'ovar olavar pesach, and now it became after pesach, that it's also b'hano. Or else behema, you stole a behema, v'nisav the bo'avera, and you did an avera with it, that now it's possible for korban, you can't use this for korban anymore. Rashi says, nirvas, or nevda, psulul korban, became possible for korban. Oy shenifsal, me'agavi ha'mizbech, or else a psul happened to it that it can't be used for the mizbech. Rashi says, a mum, sheniker, like gedukin shabayin. It's not really like a mekach toys right now. There's only a psul, the gabi mizbeach, in all these cases, or else oy shoy so yoitza uliskal, or else the shore now has a din of a shor haniskal, like the shore or killed somebody. They're supposed to go and kill the shore. In all these cases, the locher is oy melo. You have right to say back to the nigzal, harei shelach lefanecha. This is the shore that I stole from you. In other words, Lamaisa, the shore is the exact same shore the way you stole it. There's only dinim that changed now. It became posel, became tomei, can't be used for the korban anymore, or it has a din niskal on it. But our kopon, the actual shore is the exact same shore the way you stole it, therefore you have a right to say, Harei shalach lefonecha. The Tanna Gemara sounds like this. Amar Rav Papa says, Lo hiskino, hiskino mamish. That the Mishnah says, Gozal behema v'eskino, or else avodim v'eskino, that they became old, it doesn't mean they really became old and made such a big shinui. Lo yeskino eskino mamish, el afilu kichsho, just became a little bit weak. So Rashi says, Lo yevi shinu kuli hai, lo yishtani kuli gufa, not that the whole body really changed over, just that it became a little bit weak. That's also called the shinui, that the Mishnah says, you say, that you only have to pay kishasak zelo. Fred Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah Heskino, which is Mashmoni Heskino, the whole body changed over. So Mora says, Kirksha Kain Heskino, Einachnami, but the Mishnah doesn't, what we mean to say is a Khash like it. So Mora says, Kirksha Kain Heskino, it means Kain Einachnami, it's not completely, it just means like it. But still, not a gansim where he became older completely, just became a little bit weaker. That's also called kiskina. The loyhodya bari, the main thing is that it is not going to come well again. Because the skina mama, she changed to become a real old person. You don't need that much. You just need that it became weaker. Renacham, it has to be something like Heskinu that is not going to be Chayzer, that he won't come back again to the original form. Oh, Malay Mark Shisha, Bray the Rav Chizla Rav Ashi, Hochi Kamri Mishmei the Rav Yechanan. This is what they said over the name of Rav Yechanan. That Afilu Gonav Tlev and Aslayel. If you stole the Tle, a young one, and it grew up to be a ram. Egel v'nasa shor, you stole the calf and it came to be a shor. Is nasa shinu biyada v'konoi. This is also called enough of a shinui. So this is enough of a shinui, even though it didn't change completely, but it's enough of a shinui. And therefore, tofach o mochar, if now you make a shchiter on it, or now you sell it, if the ganef now sells it or makes a tficha, the klal is shaloihu tofeach, shaloihu meicher. And therefore he's potter from the alvehei. Omalei said back to him, Lava minulecho, didn't I tell you that letaflech gavrei, don't change around the names. Ha'um ishmei, the Rabbi Loi Yitma. That was learned over in the name of Rabbi Loi. In other words, it was not learned over like you said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, but rather was learned over the name of Rabbi Loi. Don't change around the names. Tav Gemara says, Rabbi Meir in Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Avodim, Pavodim Oimer Loi HaResh Lach Lofonecho. That there's Rabbi Meir holds that an Eved Kenani is called Kakarkadami. Therefore it's called Kakarkadami, it's not Nigzelis. Therefore you're not Kernel with Shinui, you can say HaResh Lach Lofonecho. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanino Baravdimi. Omer Rav, Halacha Rabbi Meir. We paskin like Rabbi Meir, that Avodim is called Kakarkadami. So Mori asked the Kasha, for Rav, Shovik, Rabbonin, V'yavdi, Rabbi Meir, how come Rav left over the Rabbonin? So Rabbonin, the Mishnah says, that you have a right to say, you have to pay back a Shasak Zela, that Avodim is a Din Gezel, and therefore, it's not Kakarkadami. So how come Rav, Paskins like Rabbi Meir, and leaves over the Rabbonin? So Mori says, Amri, I'll tell you, Mishum, the Braisi Ibchatanya. Because in the Braisa we learned the opposite way around. Since we learned the opposite way in the Braisa, therefore we changed it around. The Rashi says, Ibchatanya, that Rumeya Oimer, Kishas Hagzeilo, the Chomum Oimrim, Bavod Moimelo Haresh Loch Lavanecho. But since in the Braisa it's the Rabbonin that says that Avod is Kakarka, therefore Koma Rav Aloch Krabi made the Masnissin, the Hainu Rabbon of the Braisa. That's why Rav says now the Loch is like Rumeya Baal Mishnah, because really that's like the Rabbonin of the Braisa. So really Rav is passing like the Rabbonin of the Braisa that holds that Avodim is called Kakarkadomi. So the Gemara of a Rav Shovik Masdisim V'yovik Braisa, but still, why did Rav go after the Braisa? Why didn't he go after our Mishnah better? And now Mishnah says that the Rabbonin hold Avodim is not called Kakarkadomi. So he should have passed like our Mishnah. So Gemara says, Rav Masnisanam Yitkatoni. No, Rav even changed around our Mishnah also. He changed around the Mishnah also. And therefore the Mishnah also means to say that the Rabbonin is the one that says Avodim is called Kakarkadomi. Rav Masnisanam Yitkatoni. Well, my time with the Rav, the Apach Masnisan, Makmi the Braisa. How come Rav Taka changes around our Mishnah before he changes around the Braisa? Other Rav, it should be just the opposite. Nepech LeBraisa, Makma Masnissin, why don't you change around the Braisa and leave our Mishnah? In other words, why don't you say our Mishnah is the Ika? Sumara says, Omar Rav, Amri, I'll tell you, Rav Nami Masnissin Nipchasniya. Rav also learned our Mishnah the opposite way around. So really, the Bach says this gear is like extra, it's just said over again, like Koporim, that's the Pshat from Rav. The Rav holds that the Ikatak is like the Rabbonin that holds Avodim is called Kakarkadomi. So now Mishnah says that's Pshan Rameya, that's why Paschal is like Rameya. Then the Gemara says, alright, turn over. Yeah, now Gemara again comes in to Rav, why Rav Paschal is like Rameya, that Avodim is Kakarkadomi. So Gemara says, V'boy Yisem, if you want, I'll tell you, Ki loy apich chodo mak mechodo. We don't turn over one because of one. But I'll tell you, chodo mak mechate apich. But one because of two, that we do turn over. The Tanya would not like this. Hamach lif pora bechamor. If somebody changes over pora for a chamor, the older, and then it gave birth, the pora gave birth. The same thing, v'chein ha-moicher shivchosai. If you sell your maid, v'yolda, and she gave birth. Now, we don't know exactly when they gave birth. Zeroy me'brishus yolda, the moicher, the one that sold it, said it gave birth in my rishus before I sold it to you. V'aloi, and v'aloi shosik, and the one that bought it kept quiet. Then the moicher has the right to keep it. Since he tainas vadai, it gave birth in his rishus, since he's a muchzik in it, he has the right to keep it. What about Zeroy Me'en Yudeya and Zeroy Me'en Yudeya? Both the Moichar and Lakeif do not know exactly when the Pora or when the Shivcha gave birth. So Lochar is Yachloiku. That's like Momen Amutza Pesofik. There's no Muchzik here right now. We don't know exactly where it gave birth. So therefore we say Yachloiku. What about Zeroy Me'en Rishusi and Zeroy Me'en Rishusi? Each one says no, it gave birth in my Rishus. The Moichar says, I know Klua gave birth in my Rishus when it was by me. And Lakeach says, no, it gave birth when it was in my Rishus. So Lachar is Yishova HaMoichar. The Moichar has the right to swear, Shabrishus HaYolda, they gave birth in his Rishus. Why? Lefisha Kola Nishboim Shabbatayra. Whenever you have to make a Shvua Midiraisa, the Lachar is Nishboim V'loi Mishalmim. You always make a Shvua not to pay. Always like a Moidiv Miksas, you make a Shvua to free yourself. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chacham Moim Nechom say, "Ein nishpoyim lo yal alavodim lo yal hakoyis." No, you don't have to make a shvu anyway on the shivcha, and not on hakoyis, because a shivcha is koka kark, and if it's koka kark adomi. You see clearly here it's the Chachamim that says the Shita that an eved is koka kark adomi. Therefore, Rav Paskins like an Amishtan like Rav Meir, even though there is Rav Meir, because it's this shita that holds Avodim is called Kakadoni. And there we see clearly it's the Rabbonin that says the shita. That's why Rav is Paskins like the Rabbonin.
So the Gemara says, so like you're changing around now that even the Mishnah, it also says that the Rabbonin is the one that says Avodim is Kakadomi. So Mar Sakashi is, if so, hi halacha k'Rabbi Meir, halacha k'Rabbonin miboilei. Rav should have already said halacha is like the Rabbonin. Even in the Mishnah, the Rabbonin is the one that says Avodim is Kakadomi. So Mar Sasochi Koma. This is what Rav meant to say. L'may b'yavchisu v'tamnisu, halacha k'Rabbi Meir. That we changed it over and said, like Rabbi Meir, halacha is k'Rabbi Meir. That's why he said it over. Tenechnami, mikra dintak, we're paskini now, that avodim is k'karkadomi, like just a shayla, who exactly said it? Was it Rabbi Meir or was it the Rabbonin? Just the now Mishnah is brought down b'shem Rabbi Meir, that's why Rav paskins like Rabbi Meir. Now the Marasa